Nick Nurbin, every Friday, joins us about now. We talk stuff to do around around the state. I know Nick's in Detroit, part of that 270,000 throng of people. He's number 263, I believe, is his number. I don't know. I'm just saying. Nick Nurbin, hey, how you doing, Nick?
Oh, I tell you, it's been quite an experience to be down here and be part of this. You expect Detroit to show up. Detroit's one of the great sports towns in America. We love our Lions. You know, we love our big events here in Michigan. But it's been remarkable to see just the enthusiasm and, frankly, just the electricity of the city. And everybody came together to make a wonderful presentation. The city is looking great. And we talked to a lot of folks yesterday. Our pre-Michigan team was out kind of recording and talking to some people from all over the country and beyond. We talked to people from the Netherlands, all over the place. Yeah, and so it really has been remarkable to see just the vibe here in Detroit.
Now, the footage I saw of the stage as set up and the people outside, and were you in that throng of folks? I don't know how many people were on camera there. Were you one of the heads there I was looking at?
Yes. It was just unbelievable to be part of it. You know, I've been down to that area many times and just walking around. But when you walk around the corner there and you see that entire space between Campus Martius and the Cadillac building with the big billboard there with Aiden Hutchinson, you see that entire space filled, you know, shoulder to shoulder with people. It's really hard to comprehend, to be honest. It's just amazing to see that many people gathered in one place. A new day one NFL draft attendance record set by the city of Detroit and everyone here yesterday. And it's just, it's a home run thus far, to borrow a baseball term. But the city is really showing up, and it's incredible to have that broadcast to the world, you know, right here in Detroit.
Now, today being Friday, more people will have off, or at least take off. Maybe it's easier for them to do a three-day weekend starting today. I bet, I don't know, what do you think of the odds of that 275K getting blown out of the water even today?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a great chance, especially with the weather today. You know, I'm looking out the window. It's blue skies, and it's supposed to be even warmer today, you know, near 70 degrees. So perfect weather to be outside and enjoy the atmosphere. And, you know, it's really more than just, okay, here are the draft picks being teams. There are experiences throughout the city. Down on Hart Plaza, they've got a live music stage. They've got the Detroit Lions fan experience. They've got a display of all bunch of Super Bowl rings throughout history and Lombardi trophies. And, you know, this is something people are out enjoying, being part of this big experience throughout the day. So, yeah, I think the total record for the three-day draft was held by Nashville a few years ago, 600,000. And I think Detroit has a great chance of breaking that.
Well, really? 600,000 in Nashville? Wow.
Yeah, over the 3 days, yep.
Okay. Oh, all right. You spread that out. Well, now tomorrow's going to be stormy, so hopefully that doesn't mess anything up. But all right, we'll see about that. Let me pivot just a little bit, because not everybody's in Detroit. Most people, but not everybody. Mackinac Island is. How's the season looking for them? We're getting underway up there.
Yeah, Mackinac Island's doing an opening weekend this year. They've never essentially organized it into, okay, here's the day that we're going to open the island. It kind of just gradually ramps up to speed where hotels open, you know, in the early part of May and in late April. Grand Hotel is leading the way. You know, they're a large destination, obviously, with more than 300 rooms, and they're opening up this weekend. And the shops and restaurants and everything downtown are going to be able to start opening up and welcoming visitors to the island. And, you know, I've seen photos on social media of the horses coming back from their winter pasture. And so, the island season is getting started, and looks like they're going to have a good weekend for it.
Yeah, they start oiling up the bikes. They got to grease up the chains and stuff like that. Okay, so here's my proposal that I did to the folks on Behind the Mitten. You're familiar with Behind the Mitten, right?
Oh, I know John and Amy very well, yes.
All right. Gonzo and Amy, we had coffee, and I sat down with them and I said, okay, here's my proposal. I'm a correspondent, because this will take the staying at the Grand Hotel off my bucket list, and I can write it off.
Yeah.
My proposal is I do a report on Behind the Mitten. It's just called Mike on the Front Porch. And all I do is I sit on the front porch and talk to people at the Grand Hotel. That's a good scam, isn't it?
Yeah, I would endorse that effort because that porch with the rocking chairs there overlooking the Straits of Mackinac, you can't beat that view. And I personally would tune in to hear that report.
Well, wait till you hear it. It may be disappointing. So let's hear it. Man, Nick Nurbin, we're traveling Michigan, man. Get to Michigan.org and the fine folks of Pure Michigan. You know, we were just talking to State Representative Borton up in Gaylord. I was asking him what he's going to do. He's going to do some yard work maybe this weekend. I don't know if they're going to get storms or not, but they have a thing coming up. What is up? When we always down here, we always go, well, up north, but you get to Gaylord, they do a thing called Grill on the Hill.
Yes.
Right? What is that? That's early May, isn't it?
Yeah, so Saturday, May 4th this year. It's usually the first Saturday in May. I went last year. Emma and I went up. And I tell you, this is such a unique opportunity. I mean, I love good barbecue. I think a lot of folks do. And what they do is a barbecue competition. And so this year they're going to have as many as 20 teams. And what's unique about it is it's not just the competition. The teams create samples for all the people who come to the festival. So, you know, you walk by, there's a table with a bunch of pieces of brisket on one table. You walk to the next tent and there's like a bunch of like two different kinds of ribs. Like, I mean, this is the best because you can have as much or as little as you'd like and just have a nice sampling of the flavors. You don't have to have an entire rack of ribs on your plate. So it really does work out well. And you're at the base of the ski hill at Treetops, a beautiful location. So it's really a cool event.
The problem with that is kind of like my problem at the all-you-can-eat buffet. A little bit here and a little bit here. Next thing you know, you've had three meals worth of food and you don't even realize it.
Well, in this case, the food's going to be so good, Mike. You won't mind.
Well, that's true. And it's all protein. If it's all meat, you just stay with the meat. Get away from the buns and the breads and just stay with the meat. It's all protein. It's all good, right? Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yep.
When are you and I going to get together and try some wild game? I want to get some snake. I want to get some. Well, I've had squirrel. You ever have squirrel? We got to get together on this.
I think we should do this. I have never tried snake. I've had some unique dishes. I've actually had some bear stew, which is good. One of my favorites happens to be elk. I have several friends who are elk hunters, and I've had a chance. And you can find farm-raised elk at restaurants occasionally. But, yeah, that wild elk is some of the best.
I've had wild elk. It's a whole different meat experience, so to speak.
Yep.
There's that. All right, well, let's do snake on the air, you and I, sometime. You come.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you come by the studio. Hey, it's Mike and Nick's Wild Game Feed, everybody. There's a whole other thing. How about we do the snake on the front porch at the Grand Hotel? The whole thing's a write-off, Nick.
Yeah, I'll order up a snake and cheddar omelet right there on the front porch.
1320 WILS. All right, pal. Hey, listen, have a great weekend. You're our man in Detroit. Stay out of trouble, would you?
I will do my best, my friend.
All right. Talk to you later next week, okay?
Sounds good.
Nick Nurbin, that guy, he's a fun cat. I like him. Him and his wife are great people. All right. Lots to do in our great state. Go and enjoy. It might be a little sketchy on weather this year, but this weekend anyway. 1320 WILS.